Welcome to Zikud Daf Sim Mani Member by Ram Goldar and Tirma Zechus Menachos, Daf Pei, the 8th Perakah Toda Haisaba. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah in the previous Daf taught that the offspring of a Toda or the Tamura of a Toda, or if one's Toda was lost and he designated another and the original was found, all are sanctified without Lechem. A Brisa clarifies that a replacement Toda, where the first was lost, may be brought for his obligation with Lechem, and the first animal is brought without Lechem. Yochanan says an extra Toda is only exempt from Lechem if it was brought Lacha Kapara, after he gained atonement through bringing the original Toda. But if it was brought Lifnei Kapara, before atonement through the original Toda, they do require Lechem. The Gemara proves this does not refer to a replaced Toda, and adds that the offspring of a Toda's Nadava, where he designated the mother as a Toda, never requires bread, because it is Mosu de Toda, a surplus Toda, an outgrowth of the first Toda. The Gemara concludes he refers to the offspring of a Toda's Chova, meaning where he said, I am obligated in a Toda, which does not require Lechem if it's brought before the original Toda, because he holds Adam Eskaper b'shvach Hekdesh. A person can achieve atonement through benefit gained by Hekdesh. Shmuel disagrees with this ruling. Point number two, Rava discusses one who designated an animal for his Toda obligation and it was lost, and he designated another in its place, which was also lost, and he designated a third, and the first ones were found, and all three stand available to be brought for his Toda obligation. If he brought the first Toda for his obligation, then the second animal does not require Lechem, since it was its replacement. But the third does require Lechem, since it was designated to replace the second animal, which was not brought as his Toda. Similarly, if he brought the third animal as his Toda, then the second does not require Lechem, since its replacement was brought as the Toda, but the first animal does. However, if he brought the second animal as his Toda, both the first and third do not require Lechem. Abai says that regardless which animal is used for his obligation, the other two do not require lechem because kul chalifin dahadadininu, they are all considered replacements of one another. Rabbi Zera applied Rav's rulings to a chatas which was replaced twice. If the first or third animal was offered, the second is left to die, but not the remaining one. If the second is offered, both other animals must die. Abai again argues that both remaining animals always die. And point number three, Rabbi Chiya taught a brisa, Toda shinis arva b'tmurasa u'mesa achas mehen. If a Toda became mixed with its tamura, and one of them died, and it's unknown which one, chaverta ein la takana, the other animal has no resolution. It cannot be brought with bread, since it may be a tamura, which is brought without bread. It cannot be brought without bread, since it may be a Toda. The Gemara points out that if the owner said a lie, it's an obligation upon me to bring a Toda, then he must bring another animal anyway to fulfill his nether. He can then stipulate that if the surviving animal is the Tamura, then the new animal is his Toda, and this is its Lechem. If the surviving animal is the Toda, then this is its Lechem, and the new animal is designated as its Achrayis, a guarantee which is brought without Lechem. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that the ruling is where one said, Hare Zo, this animal is hereby designated as a Toda, and since he has no responsibility to replace it, he cannot designate a Nachrayas for it. Eight possible resolutions are suggested, and all are rejected. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah in the previous Daf taught that the offspring of a Toda, or the Tamura of a Toda, or if one's Toda was lost and one designated another, and the original was found, are sacrificed without Lechem. A Brisa clarifies that a replacement Toda, where the first was lost, may be brought for his obligation with Lechem, and the first animal is brought without Lechem. Yochanan says an extra Toda is only exempt from Lechem if it was brought Lacha Kapara, after he gained atonement through bringing the original Toda, but if it was brought Lifnei Kapara, before atonement through the original Toda, they do require Lechem. The Gemara proves this does not refer to a replaced Toda, and adds that the offspring of a Toda's Nadava, where he designated the mother as a Toda, never requires bread, because it is Mosu de Toda, a surplus Toda, an outgrowth of the first Toda. The Gemara concludes he refers to the offspring of a Toda's Chova, meaning where he said, I am obligated in a Toda, which does not require Lechem if it's brought before the original Toda, because he holds Adam Eskaper b'shvach Hekdesh. A person can achieve atonement through benefit gained by Hekdesh. Shmuel disagrees with this ruling. Point number two, Rava discusses one who designated an animal for his Toda obligation and it was lost, and he designated another in its place, which was also lost, and he designated a third, and the first ones were found, and all three stand available to be brought for his Toda obligation. If he brought the first Toda for his obligation, then the second animal does not require Lechem, since it was its replacement. But the third does require Lechem, since it was designated to replace the second animal, which was not brought as his Toda. Similarly, if you brought the third animal as his tota, then the second does not require lechem since its replacement was brought as the tota, but the first animal does. However, if you brought the second animal as his tota, both the first and third do not require lechem. Abai says that regardless which animal is used for his obligation, the other two do not require lechem because kul chalifin dahadadininu, they are all considered replacements of one another. Rabbi Zera applied Rav's rulings to a chatas, which was replaced twice. If the first or third animal was offered, the second is left to die, but not the remaining one. If the second is offered, both other animals must die. Abai again argues that both remaining animals always die. And point number 3, Rabbi Chiya taught a brisa, Toda shinis arva b'tmurasa u'mesa achas mehen. If a toda became mixed with its tamura, and one of them died, and it's unknown which one, chaver te'en la takana, the other animal has no resolution. It cannot be brought with bread, since it may be a tamura, which is brought without bread. It cannot be brought without bread, since it may be a toda. The Gemara points out that if the owner said a lie, it's an obligation upon me to bring a tota, then he must bring another animal anyway to fulfill his neder. He can then stipulate that if the surviving animal is the tamura, then the new animal is his tota, and this is its lechem. If the surviving animal is the tota, then this is its lechem, and the new animal is designated as its achrayis, a guarantee which is brought without lechem. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that the ruling is where one said, Hare Zo, this animal is hereby designated as a tota, and since he has no responsibility to replace it, he cannot designate a nechrayus for it. 8 possible resolutions are suggested, and all are rejected. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Pei, and our standard Siman is a painter. A painter, so here goes. The painter working on a portrait of an offspring of a tota's chova, who wasn't sure if he should include breads in the picture, asked his friend who was working on a chart outlining which tota needs breads in a case where the animal was lost and replaced twice and all were found. While another painter was busy creating a masterpiece depicting a tota that was mixed with its tamura and one died that had no takana. Once again, slow motion. The painter, that must be on Daf Pei. The painter working on a portrait of an offspring of a tota's chova, who wasn't sure if he should include breads in the picture, which reminds us the Gemara discusses when does a tota's offspring require lechem. So the painter working on a portrait of an offspring of a tota's chova, who wasn't sure if he should include breads in the picture, asked his friend who was working on a chart outlining which tota needs breads in a case where the animal was lost and replaced twice and all were found, which reminds us, Rava discusses a case where one designated an animal for his tota obligation and it was lost, and he designated another in its place, which was also lost, and he designated a third, and the first ones were found, and all three stand available to be brought for his tota obligation, and the Gemara discusses which cases require lechem. So, the painter working on a portrait of an offspring of a tota's chova, who wasn't sure if he should include breads in the picture, asked his friend who was working on a chart outlining which tota needs breads in a case where the animal was lost and replaced twice, and all were found. While another painter was busy creating a masterpiece depicting a tota that was mixed with its tamura, and one died that had no takana, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya taught a braisa, tota shinis arva b'tmurasa u'mesa achas mehen. If a tota became mixed with its tamura, and one of them died and it's unknown which one, chaver te'en la takana, the other animal has no takana. It cannot be brought with bread, since it may be a tamura, which is brought without bread. It cannot be brought without bread, since it may be a tota. So once again, the painter working on a portrait of an offspring of a tota's chova, who wasn't sure if he should include breads in the picture, asks his friend who was working on a chart outlining which tota needs breads in a case where the animal was lost and replaced twice, and all were found. While another painter was busy creating a masterpiece depicting a tota that was mixed with its tamura and one died that had no takana. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Ein Vav, so the symbol Daf Ein Vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes. When the cone on IV, that must be on Daf Ein Vav, intravenous. When the cone on IV, because his hands were so sore from pounding the menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol menachos tunos shalosh meos shifa. All menachos require 300 rubbings between his hands, v'chamesh meos be'ita, and 500 poundings with his fist or palm. The Tanakhama says the rubbings and poundings are performed on the wheat, so the husk will come off easily. But Rabbi Yossi says it's performed by batzek with the dough, so it will look pleasant. So when the Conan Ivy, because his hands were so sore from pounding the Menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, told his visitor that he intended to bring 4 large loaves for his Todah offering when he recovered, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Lachmi Todah Sha'afa an Arba Chalos Yatza, loaves of Todah which one baked as 4 large loaves, baking each of the 4 types as a single loaf instead of 10 of each, one fulfills his obligation. Although the Torah says 40 loaves, this is only a mitzvah, but not critical. So when the Konan Ivy, because his hands were so sore from pounding the Menachos 500 times, couldn't feed himself, told his visitor that he intended to bring 4 large loaves for his Todah offering when he recovered, his visitor suggested he change to a less intense role and asked to become the sifter of the Omer, which required 3 saw to sift, to get 1 isaron of flour, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that the Omer is a single isaron of flour sifted from 3 saw of flour, which is 10 times the final amount. The Shtei Lechem was 2 Yisronim sifted from 3 saw, and the Lechem Apanim was 24 Yisronim sifted from the 24 saw. The Gemara explains that the Omer is made from the new crop and from barley, both of which increase the chaff, and 3 saw are required to produce a single Yisaron of fine flour. Daf Ein Zayin, so the Simur Daf Ein Zayin is an A's, a goat. So here goes. The goat, goat, that must be on Daf Ein Zayin. A's. The goat carrying a large sack of flour for a Todah that was marked Chamish Son Yushamios as well as Sheish Son Midbarios, since they are equal in measure, which reminds us the 8th parak begins HaTodah HaYisabba Chamish Son Yushamios. The breads of the Todah come from 5 Yushami saw of flour, which are equal to 6 Midbarios saw of the Midbar, meaning when the Torah was given, which was increased when they entered Eretz Yisrael. These equal to Ephos, which is 20 Isaron, which allows for 10 Isaron for the Chametz loaves and 10 Isaron for the matzah loaves. So the goat carrying a large sack of flour for a Todah that was marked Chamish Son Yushamios as well as Sheish Son Midbarios, since they are equal in measure, walked through a city that just increased the sizes of their measures and values of their coins by a 6, which reminds us, Shmuel said 3 rulings, Ein Mosifin Al Midos Yosimishtos, a city cannot increase the sizes of their measures by more than a 6, nor can they increase the value of coins by more than a 6, and one should not profit through selling by more than a 6. So, the goat carrying a large sack of flour for a Todah that was marked Chamish Son Yushamius as well as Sheish Son Midbarius, since they are equal in measure, walked through a city that just increased the sizes of their measures and values of their coins by a 6, and was about to cross paths with the Kohen's goat carrying 4 loaves from the 4 types of Lachmei Todah that the Kohen received as Truma, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mikuma hiyanoto echon masara Truma. From all the 4 types of bread, the Kohen would take 1 of 10 as Truma, as the Pasuk says, Vehikri bimenu ech mikol karban Truma l'Hashem. He shall offer from it 1 of each bread offering as Truma to Hashem. The word echod implies shoyito prus. They shall not take a broken piece, but a whole loaf. Daf ein ches, so the Simon daf ein ches is someone saying, ach. So here goes. The newly appointed Kohen Gadol had to bring 2 Yisronos the first day on the job and said, ach, ach, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Ches. The newly appointed Kohen Gadol had to bring 2 Yisronos the first day on the job and said, ach, when told, they had to be scalded, which reminds us, Rav Chisda says that when a new Kohen Gadol is introduced to the Avoda, he must bring 2 Yisronos of an Eif, meaning 2 Revucha Menachos, 1 for his state of anointment, his daily Chavitin, and 1 for his initiation to Kohen Gadol status. So the newly appointed Kohen Gadol had to bring 2 Yisronos the first day on the job and said, ach, when told they had to be scalded, had a very challenging first day when they told them that the Torah was shechted when the chalos were outside of the Azara, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hashochet es haTorah lifneim, v'lachma chutz l'choma, if one shechs the Torah inside the Azara, and its bread is outside the wall, well, Kaddish Alechem, the bread is not sanctified through the Shechita. Rabbi Yochanan explains that this means outside the wall of Beis Pagi, meaning outside Yushalayim. But Reish Lakish says it means outside the wall of the Azara. They disagree whether the word all in the Pasuk means besamach, near, in proximity. So the newly appointed Kohen Gadol had to bring 2 Yisronos the first day on the job and said, ach, when told they have to be scalded, had a very challenging first day when they told him that the Torah was shechted when the chalos were outside of the Azara, and that the owner was Mekadesh, 80 loaves, which reminds us, Amraim discuss Todah Sheshchata or Shmonim Chalos. If a Todah was shechted over 80 loaves instead of 40, Chizkiya says 40 of the 80 loaves become Kadosh, but Rabbi Yochanan says they do not. Rabbi Zera explains that if he explicitly said, let 40 of the 80 become Kadosh, all agree that 40 become Kadosh. And if he explicitly said, the 40 should not become Kadosh, unless all 80 become Kadosh, all agree they do not become Kadosh. Their argument is Bestamo, where he was not specific. Was his intent for a Chrys in case the 40 that were sanctified get lost, or his intent was for a Karban Gadol, a large offering with 80 loaves, which would be invalid. Daf Ein Tes. So the Siman Daf Ein Tes is a sofer with an 8, a pen, a quill. So here goes. The sofer, that must be on Daf Ein Tes, 8, pen, quill. The sofer is sold Lechem O Kaddish signs for when a Torah was brought with Chutzim Koma intent, since it's compared to a Baal Moon, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when is an invalid Torah Mekaddish its Lechem. If one shechted a Torah with intent of Chutz Lizman or Chutzim Koma, the bread still becomes Kaddish and invalid through the Shechita. If the Torah was shechted and was discovered to be a Trefa, the Lechem is not Kaddish. If it was found to be a Baal Moon, a minor moon, for example, Bedukin Shba'ain, a cataract, Moliezer says the Lechem is Kaddish, but the Chachamim say it's not. If he shechted it shelo shma, the lechem is not kadosh. So the sofer who sold lechem u'kadosh signs for when a Torah was brought with chutzim koma intent, since it's compared to a baal moon, was in the middle of writing the pasuk zevach u'nesachim, which teaches ein u'nesachim miskadshim el b'shechitas zevach, which reminds us, Ziri says ein u'nesachim miskadshim el b'shechitas zevach. Nesachim only becomes sanctified through the shechita of the karm because the pasuk says zevach u'nesachim. So the sofer who sold lechem u'kadosh signs for when a Torah was brought with chutzim koma intent, since it's compared to a baal moon, was in the middle of writing the pasuk zevach u'nesachim, which teaches ein u'nesachim miskadshim el b'shechitas zevach. When another sofer informed him that the nesachim from a pasul carbon can be used for another carbon, unlike oil from a disqualified mincha, since it's part of the mincha itself, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that Nesachim whose carbon was disqualified may be used for another carbon. The Gemara of Rav Chisda says that oil which was designated for one mincha may not be used for another mincha. Rabbi Yana answered, lay based in Masnalem. The mind for based in stipulates about the Kedusha of Karbon Sibur that if they're needed for the original designation, that designation remains in effect, but if not, they may be used for another carbon. This cannot be applied to oil, even of a communal mincha, because shemen gufa de minchahu. The oil is part of the mincha itself and cannot be changed. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff to discuss what the din is if a Torah was shechted over 80 loaves instead of 40? That's on Daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 2. Which stuff when a kohen may bring his own karbonos, including a chatas? That's on Daf Ein Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you want about psisa, breaking the mincha into pieces? That's on Daf Ein Hey. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you want that a Torah which was confused with its tamura and one died has no takana? That's on Daf Pei. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you discuss if hamotzi is set on bread smaller than a kazayis? That's on Daf Ein Hey. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we discuss the amount of flour used in Lachmei Toda? That's on Daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we discuss what the din is if a replaced Toda was lost and replaced? That's on Daf Pei. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we know that one can switch Nesachim to another carbon where the first carbon was invalidated? That's on Daf Ein Tes. Good. Number 9. Which Daf discusses when does a Toda's offering require Lechem? That's on Daf Pei. Great. And number 10. Which Daf means that Nesachim only becomes sanctified through the Shechita of the carbon? That's on Daf Ein Tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.